Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. 80-year-old Danny Britt is recovering after he became lost Friday off Braswell Road. Law enforcement and firefighters from multiple counties searched for hours for the missing man. The county drone team located him around 8 p.m. You can look for more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Sheriff's deputies were called to East Columbus High School on Thursday after a student riding a bus threatened to shoot up the school. The student's book bag and belongings were searched and no weapons were found. There was no evidence of an imminent threat to the school. The investigation is continuing and the school officials administered discipline according to standard procedures. Juvenile justice investigators are considering petitions against students at Williams and West Columbus High Schools after several incidents in the past week. At Williams, an angry student cursed a bus driver and allegedly used a traffic cone to assault the driver. Several fights were reported at West Columbus as well. You can look for more on these incidents at columbuscountynews.com. According to the Columbus County Health Department, SNAP benefits have been extended until November 15th. The federal food benefit program was set to end Saturday due to the government shutdown, but Columbus County officials announced on Friday that SNAP has been funded through November 15th. Tomorrow is Municipal Election Day. Polls are open for residents of towns at 6:30 a.m. and close at 7:30 p.m. Only towns and city seats are on the ballot, and only residents of incorporated towns may cast a ballot. The head start in some campaigns set for the March elections led some voters to the polls last week. Fewer than 500 voters took advantage of the early polls and municipal races. Voters in Sandyfield will be deciding on beer and wine sales as well as town board and their race for mayor. Whiteville, Bolton, Lake Waccamaw, Chadburn, Tabor City, Brunswick, Fair Bluff, and Cerro Gordo have town council and mayoral races on the ballot. In local high school football action this past Friday, we saw Whiteville losing a tough matchup to South Columbus, 22-15. Lakewood crushed East Columbus, 36-0. West Columbus handed Union a 36-6 loss, and South Brunswick beat West Bladen as well, 35-7. In the upcoming playoff action, 8th-seeded Whiteville received a bye in the first round, but will host the winner of the Aiden Grifton-South Lenore game in the second round on November 14th at Legion Stadium. A mayoral candidate is coming under scrutiny for a profanity-laced tirade against Whiteville City Police. Brittany Payne posted a reel on Instagram saying that a patron at an area restaurant called Whiteville Police in an attempt to have Payne, her fiancé, and others arrested for drinking. Payne claimed the patron and police were practicing, quote, entrapment, end quote. We have reached out to Payne and Whiteville City Police for more information. Fair Bluff Police worked with other agencies to raid two homes in the Rivertown last week. They arrested two alleged narcotics dealers and two fugitives. We have more on the story at columbuscountynews.com. Three murder suspects have been charged with beating a fellow inmate at Columbus County Detention Center. Kenneth Wooten, Julius Stevens, and Talis Vereen all face unrelated murder charges. They all allegedly assaulted Thomas Ray Hammonds, age 58, just after 8 a.m. last Wednesday. Hammonds was arrested the previous week on drug trafficking charges. He sustained minor injuries and was treated at the jail. November 11th is Veterans Day, and there are plenty of events happening locally. The Columbus County Veterans Day Parade is in downtown Whiteville Saturday at 11 a.m. The Nakinas Veterans Day Parade and celebration is set for Sunday at 2 p.m. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a ribbon cutting for their new Veterans Service Center at the park on November 11th at 11 a.m., and there'll be a special ceremony at the courthouse November 11th at 11 a.m. Ground was broken last week for the new Sheriff's Office building on Jefferson Street in Whiteville. The former building was demolished due to mold and structural issues in 2023. Representative Brendan Jones secured $4.4 million in state funding for the construction. No local money will be used for this project. The Lake Waccamaw Food Ministry is collecting donations of turkeys or funds to purchase them for their November 22nd distribution day. The group hopes to provide for 200 local families in need. Checks can be mailed to Lake Waccamaw Food Ministry, Post Office Box 64, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, 28450, or you can donate personally by calling Sylvia Patton at 910-641-7017. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents a hometown Christmas party Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.